Welcome back. After this winter, I think we all need thoughts of spring and summertime activities on the beach. And who better to talk to us about that than the friends at Save the Harbor, Save the Bay? Maya Smith stopped by to tell us about what's coming up on the beach this season. Great to see you, Maya.
Yeah, happy to be here. It's always great to be along my favorite beach. I love Wollaston Beach, and it's a little sunny out today, giving us a little bit of a sneak peek to spring.
Kind of a beach day.
Yeah. Any day could be a beach day. That's if you true. Really put your mind towards it.
Absolutely, yeah. You're like a ray of sunshine
here. There we go.
Brought into the studio. Thank you so much. Before we talk about all the events, including the Shamrock Splash,
yes,
which is happening very, very soon, let's talk about Save the Harbor, Save the Bay. It's a special year this year, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah. It is our 40th anniversary at Save the Harbor, Save the Bay. And of course, we have to remember that we started here in Quincy.
Right.
Wollaston Beach is a huge part of our story, the iconic story of State Senator Bill Golden.
Yes.
I don't need to go into it too much because I'm sure we all know that we really catapulted the cleanup of Boston Harbor because we care about Wollaston Beach.
Absolutely,
so it's really exciting to celebrate our 40th year by being here, chatting with you, and having an incredible summer lineup for this year on Wollaston Beach.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear. Any kind of special activities for the 40th this year?
Oh, yeah. So we have our annual gala called Destination Boston Harbor. And this year we're really going big for our 40th, and we're going to be honoring some of those historic heroes that got us to the place we are now. So the Bill Goldens of our story who helped to make sure that we were able to help save and turn Boston Harbor into one of the cleanest urban harbors in the country with some of the cleanest urban beaches. So we're really excited to do a bit of a retrospective to all of the incredible community members that helped to clean up Boston Harbor.
Oh, nice. Okay, where and when is that?
So that is going to be at the Grand in Seaport on April 30th.
Okay.
So for more information, folks can see that on savetheharbor.org.
Okay, excellent. Very good.
Yeah.
What about your story, Maya? How did you come to get involved with Save the Harbor, Save the Bay?
Yeah, so I had been living in Dorchester and working for the city of Boston. I've always been really interested in doing youth programming, community building work, and one of my great mentors named Chris Biner, who is on the board of Save the Harbor, Save the Bay, said, "We really think that we could use your talents over here." I didn't grow up having a lot of interaction with the outside, a lot of access to the outdoors. I grew up in Haverhill, but north of the city of Boston. So it took a little bit of convincing, but the first time I was on a boat out on Boston Harbor, I was sold.
Really?
I didn't know that we had 34 islands. I hadn't been to most of the 20 miles of beach along Boston Harbor. I had been in Boston for a really long time, but once I got that access to the outdoors, it changed everything for me, which is why I'm so passionate about people being able to go out on free cruises and experience these beach events, because it's a small city, it's a cold city, right? When you're in Boston, when you're in Quincy, it can feel a little claustrophobic, but when you get out onto Boston Harbor and you're out surrounded by the water, it really shows you how big this area is and how many incredible natural resources we have here. And I find that time in nature is not only great for your body, but great for your mind too. So that's how I got started at Save the Harbor, and I've been here 6 years. I really got that harbor water in me.
Yes.
And there are incredible community members along Boston Harbor, like Maureen Mazrimas here with the Friends of Wollaston Beach. And when you talk to these folks, you can't help but get passionate about the same things that they care so much about.
Yeah.
So,
and that really is kind of the mission, right, of Save the Harbor, Save the Bay, is to connect folks with the water.
Exactly. Yeah, we know that there are endless benefits of getting connected to the water.
Yeah.
We also, you know, it's finally clean. We did it. And so folks' tax dollars go straight into maintaining the harbor and to these Better Beaches grants, actually.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that people have that connection to nature and also are kind of getting the benefits of where their tax dollars go.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And one big way to do that is the annual Shamrock Splash.
Exactly. quickly. Yes. For anyone who is itching to get into that beach season, it can happen sooner than you think.
Yes.
On March 8th, no matter the weather, we will be on Constitution Beach in East Boston raising money to make sure that we're able to put on great continued programs on Wollaston Beach and all of the Boston Harbor beaches from Lynn down to Nahant.
Yes, yes. So tell me all about it. It is, you mentioned, March 8th, noon to 3, Constitution Beach in East Boston. How does it all work?
Yeah, so thanks to our friends at JetBlue. They really helped to support the JetBlue Shamrock Splash. We all get dressed up in our St. Patrick's Day finest.
Okay, so that's the theme. So,
yes,
okay.
That's where the shamrock comes in.
Gotcha.
It's always in March. It's usually pretty close to St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
So we get in there looking like lunatics,
okay.
Running straight into the water. But luckily, it's a great party. So
yes.
You're really cold for a moment, but then afterwards, there's delicious fresh local chowder from the Daily Catch. They're right on the fish pier with us in Boston, so all of their seafood is so yummy and fresh. There's also incredible beverages from Sam Adams, from Downey Cider. So there are ways to get warm after you get into that cold water. And luckily, the ice rink that's right on the beach in East Boston, they let us use their showers even. So I know a lot of people get scared by that cold, cold plunge.
Mm-hmm.
It is cold, but it's really easy to warm up afterwards.
Do they?
And we'll be dancing too on the beach to get warm. So
hot water showers, I'm hoping.
Hot water showers. Water showers. Only the best for our splashers. So the day is, it's definitely an adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
So you're there, you can feel the energy. Everyone's starting to be like, do I do it? Do I get in? And a lot of folks, the Bob Verneys, the dedicated folks who've been with Save the Harbor for a long time.
Yes.
They have done this splash for 16 years. This is our 16th Shamrock Splash.
Wow.
So there are some people who, really go for it every year. So you run into the water, you come out, and there's a great party waiting for you.
Okay, yeah, you mentioned Bob Verney from Friends of Wollaston Beach. I'm also told Susan McPherson's going to be on the team.
Oh, yeah.
With the Friends.
Susan is usually, there are so many great pictures of Susan really championing.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited that we have the great members of Friends of Wollaston Beach leading the way and getting folks into the water.
And that's a good point. There are teams, right?
Yes.
There are teams that folks can either participate in or sponsor.
Yeah, yeah. And in fact, if you lead a team and you have the largest team there, you can get free JetBlue tickets to anywhere JetBlue flies in the world.
All
so
right.
That's pretty exciting.
It's a good incentive.
Exactly.
Yes.
So it's, we ask folks to register, and your registration cost is part of the donation.
Gotcha.
So all of the funds that we raise goes directly into the Better Beaches grant program.
Yes.
So it goes straight back into the hands of community members to put on free beach events all summer long. So
like Friends of Wollaston Beach.
Like Friends of Wollaston Beach.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So community groups like that at all the state-run beaches.
Exactly.
Okay.
So last year we had about 75 grantees.
Wow.
So all different, and they don't even have to be an organization. You can be an individual artist.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's anyone who has an idea for an exciting thing to do on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure that our beach events capture all of the different identities and interests of our community members.
Okay.
So, for folks who want to play Mahjong on the beach, there's something for you. If you want to read to your baby on the beach, there's something for you.
Okay.
If you want to do like a hip hop hit dance class on the beach, there's something for you as well. So we try to make sure to spread out the funds by community, but also by interest, because we want to make sure that any type of person can find something that they would like to do for free on their local beach.
Right. Well, that makes sense. You want it to be reflective of that community. Each community is different, right? Lynn is very different from Quincy.
Exactly.
Very different from Hull, if you will, right?
So, yeah, exactly. Okay. So we have, like I said, last year there were 75 grantees.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we really want to make sure people sign up for the splash, because we had 250 community members apply for Better Beaches funding.
From 75 to 250 in 1 year?
Exactly.
Wow.
So we have had a huge boom in interest in our beaches, which is so exciting.
Why did that
exciting.
Happen, Maya? What do you know?
You know, I think that I'm really glad that.
Yeah, no, it's a good problem, right?
Oh, it's a phenomenal problem to have, but I think that our grantees over the last few years have done such a great job showing people how much fun you can have on the beach, and that, you know, we love a classic beach day. We love, you know, laying in the sand and getting in the water. But some folks want to craft while they do it. Okay. Some folks want to, you know, hula hoop or whatever it is. So I think people are now seeing, they're able to imagine more possibilities on the beach.
Yes.
And from opportunities like this, folks are hearing about us.
Yes.
So I'm
yes.
really excited to have a growth and interest in the beach. And it's definitely why we want to make sure folks are signing up for the Shamrock Splash,
yes.
so we can raise the funds to go right back into those community
members. As much
members.
As possible, yeah.
yeah.
How much does the event raise, even just roughly?
So normally we raise about
$50,000,
which is incredible, and that's all just from our friends in the community showing up for us and helping to raise that money. If we can get that up to 60 this year, Joe, that would be huge.
Certainly, Is that the only source of funding for the grants? Do you have
no,
other sources?
No. A big portion of the funding comes from the Shamrock Splash, but the majority actually is from the Department of Conservation and Recreation.
Oh, okay.
So it is truly our state tax dollars going straight into this, which is why it's so important that folks utilize the beaches and they show up for these events.
Because they're paying for it.
You're paying for them. They're free day of, but it's because it's already built in, baby. So come on and show up for it. And I think that folks will be surprised by some of the things that we'll be funding on the beach.
Yeah, you know, you don't often think, you know, urban beaches are useful, right?
Yeah.
Or clean or safe. But because of the 40 years of cleanup, many of them now are.
Exactly, yeah. Especially Wollaston Beach, something I really love about when I was living in Quincy.
Yeah.
I miss it every day. And
I did.
I'm in Dorchester now, but I still come to Wollaston Beach all the time.
Okay.
It's my favorite because I love that folks in Quincy will go to Wollaston Beach any day of the year.
Sure.
You will be hard pressed to find a day where there aren't folks walking that beach.
Yes.
So.
Well, there's a viral video out there of somebody ice skating.
on
the bay.
Even when you can't walk it, you skate it.
That's right.
And so I love how committed folks are to Wollaston Beach and the fact that people do go out there all the time. It really creates such a great feeling on the beach. And a lot of folks, there are some misconceptions about Wally, but it is clean. Last year, from Save the Harbor's water quality report card that we do every year, Wollaston Beach got 88%, meaning that 88% of days you're good to swim there.
Yeah.
And on the days that you're not, it usually is that there's a large amount of rainfall happening beforehand.
Yep.
So Wollaston Beach is clean and safe to swim in, and I do so regularly.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yes, I love swimming at Wollaston.
Do you do the splash also, Maya?
Oh, I definitely
you do
the splash.
You're
of
a full dunker.
Of course I do the splash. Yes, it was, you know, a little bit of a hard sell, but it's such an adrenaline rush. It truly is like, I feel like I could lift a car after I run into that water because it's just so, it's very cold.
Yes.
And there's a lot of people around you doing it as well, and there's such great energy there. So
it's a shared experience.
It's a shared experience, and it's a unique one, so don't miss it.
Now, after that, what else is coming up this year on the beach?
So I can't give too much away because we haven't told folks if they got the Better Beaches funding or not, because we need to make sure we raise
of
all
course.
That money first.
Yeah.
But last year we had 200 events spread out between the Boston Harbor beaches.
Wow.
And this year I'm expecting there to be even more due to the fact that we had so many more applicants. Last year we had Bomba by the Sea on Wollaston. We had a kite festival.
Yes.
We had story time. Yep. We of course had Kids Fest.
That's the signature event, right? Kids
exact.
Fest. Yeah.
Exactly. And then we have the Wollaston Beach Wednesdays from the Chamber of Commerce, where folks can go out and listen to music.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to definitely still have some of those classic staples on the beach with a few new things mixed
in. Just a little teaser.
But I'm really excited because we are getting a lot of organizations based in Quincy, artists based in Quincy, who I feel like really represent the neighbors who live here.
That's great.
So
That's
it's really exciting.
As I recall, Quincy Asian Resources had an event last year as
well. So I am excited because we have a lot of applicants this year who are representing our Asian neighbors here in Quincy.
Yes.
So I'm excited. There might be some Cantonese pop dance parties.
Okay.
There might be a couple of other things coming up. I can't give away too much.
Sure, no, I understand. Yeah.
I am excited.
Is it the grant application process over now? Is it too late to apply?
It is too late to apply for this year. Okay. Every year it comes out in about December, and it closes by the end of January. Gotcha. So now we're in the phase of working closely with our friends at DCR to figure out which of these events are the most feasible for our beaches and how can we help make them happen.
Right. That must be an excruciating process because they all probably have some merit, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's really hard to choose because we get so many incredible ideas, but we unfortunately can't fund them all unless we suddenly raise a wild amount of money at the upcoming Shamrock Splash, which I believe could happen.
Okay. Again, that is Sunday, March 8th, noon to 3, Constitution Beach in East Boston. Regardless of the weather.
Right. We're bringing our shovels. We'll be ready for snow. But I did check the weather earlier today, and I saw that the high could be 58 next Sunday. So I'm going to knock on wood, but it could happen.
That's shorts and t-shirts weather.
Exactly. At that point, it's a normal day on the beach.
Thanks so much, Maya. Great to talk to you. Have a wonderful beach season once again.
Of course. I'll see you on the harbor.
You will.